For identification purposes, here are Tim and Nick.
Before we start, one thing. Have you noticed the way people at pizza delivery places answer the phone? What would happen if they worked for the Samaritans?
Hello, Samaritans, Stuart Farm, Michael speaking. How can I help you? Can I put you on hold, please? Okay, so you'd like one good reason not to kill yourself with extra sympathy. Any other sort of advice? Any other sort of advice? No? Garlic bread? Yes? Okay.
Please welcome our special guest, Rodney Dews.
Hello.
Rodney, we've heard you're in Hamlet at the moment.
Yes, that's right.
Would you be awfully kind and just do a little bit for us now?
To be or not to be? That's the question, Thelma, pet. Well, it is nobler in that Terry's just come for a drink. To suffer the slings and arrows, we can play badminton another night.
Yes.
Yeah, well, that's certainly more powerful than the original, isn't it, Nick?
Yeah, it certainly is. Anyway, Rodney Dews.
Safety instructions for listening to the Skybirds. 1. In the event of attack by Red Indians, put this radio in a circle and call the council. 2. Do not handle any spoons, as they may become red hot during the show. 3. If you are an ostler or lion tamer, you must receive written permission from the BBC before tuning into the show. Sorry.
That was Dame Kiri Te Kanua on a trampoline. Next contender, please. Tim's dad. You scored 6,400 points on your specialist subject, tidying up the garage. Your general knowledge questions start now. What do you say if there's one light being left on upstairs?
The house is lit up like a Christmas tree.
Correct. What do you have for lunch and dinner if you're doing the cooking?
Cheese and biscuits.
Correct. What piece of clothing must you wear all the time?
Cardigan with leather elbow patches.
What do you say when your son explains what happened to the French windows?
Pass.
What is the proper time to get up to pack the boot to go on holiday?
About 3 hours before you need to.
Correct. What do you say if someone's lost something?
Say, where did you last have it?
No, the answer is, this place is such a tip, I'm surprised you can find anything. Are modern footballers bloody useless?
Yes.
Correct. What are your son's friends?
Useless, layabouts, and hooligans.
Correct. And at the end of that round, you have scored 6 points. You pass on one. What do you say when your son explains what happened to the French windows? The answer is, you say, you must think I'm a complete idiot if you think I'm going to believe that. Yes, you know it now. Could we have a Nick's dad, please? Nick's dad, you scored 7 million points on your specialist subject, planning holidays 4 years in advance.
Have you got all those lights plugged into that one socket?
I'm sorry?
Honestly, no idea at all, have you? Let's just pull this...
Well, I'm sorry we seem to have lost that edition of Mastermind, but we should be able to rejoin it just as soon as you've tidied up that bloody mess in the kitchen.
The Innovations Tomato, an edible sphere ideal for enhancing salads and sandwiches. Can be sliced or chopped. No waste, eat the whole thing. Comes in 68 colours, including Nolan. Just £8.50 each. Remember, your home could be at risk if you do not give up payments on your tomato.
Hello?
Oh, hello. This is Brian from your local fire brigade. Is this a convenient moment to talk?
Yes.
I just wondered whether the house is on fire at the moment. And if it is, whether this would be a convenient moment for us to pop round and put it out.
No, it's not on fire. Did someone call you?
No, I'm just ringing on the off chance. We're having a promotion at the moment. We can put out a fire with either foam or water, using up to 3 ladders, plus you can try on one of our helmets.
Well, that's very... But my house just isn't on fire.
I see. Well, you might be interested in our not-on-fire package. We come round, take you out of an upstairs window on the hydraulic platform, drag all your furniture outside and hose it down.
Yeah, look, I'm not sure about that. Oh, cripes, there's someone at the door. Hang on a moment. Yes?
Hello? Anyone in the house injured at the moment?
No.
It's just we've got the ambulance outside and we thought you might be interested in our special offer. Everyone who we take to hospital gets entered in a prize draw. You get a clock radio if you come now.
No, I'm sorry, but no thank you.
What about some first aid here?
Hello, are you still there?
Look, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'll send two engines round to you now. Just browse, no obligation. If you like anything you see, you can join our scheme, where we come round once a week with all the breathing apparatus on, smash your front door down, and just have a look round. I can't say fairer than that.
No, look, I've already got a weekly scheme with the Coast Guard and an HP agreement with Mountain Rescue. I don't want anything else. Goodbye. Yes?
Hello, sir. I'm DC White. Good news. This is the 100th house we've driven past today. You've won an arrest on a charge of murder. Cut in, constable.
You can't. I've got to get to work.
Where's that, sir?
I'm a double glazing salesman.
For identification purposes, I am not a hat.
I'm looking for a car alarm, please.
Certainly, madam. We have here the basic 2 a.m. The 4 a.m. And also the deluxe all-night special for people with neighbours that have to get up early in the morning. And next week we're getting in the special customised model, which actually detaches itself from the car, breaks down your neighbour's front door, and clamps itself to his ears. Very popular, that one, madam.
Well, that's not quite what I meant.
Well, we have some new lines. There's the Kenneth Williams. Or there's the Lulu. And then there's the Jimmy Savile. We've also got a new special unhelpful car alarm, which is only set off once you've come back to find the car vandalised.
Oh, Christ, look, your car's been broken into. Look, the radio's gone and there's broken glass all over the front seat. Why in the name of God did you leave it in such a rough area? Are they hanging around somewhere waiting to beat you up as well? You can forget all about your no-claims bonus, mate, and that's what the police, they're always very upset with any cases like this, and frankly, I can't blame them. I suppose you feel really filthy and violated now. Well, how do you think I feel? Don't blame me. I use up all my batteries waking up everyone in the maternity hospital.
Welcome to live coverage of the 1994 Tour de France, which has been steeped in controversy. This morning, the riders entered the Gruerling Mountain section. And as we wait for them at the top of this climb, I can tell you that earlier today, Mikael Indurain was wearing the leader's coveted yellow jersey, followed by Greg LeMond in the red cardigan, tailed by Claudio Giappucci in the fawn cashmere V-neck from CNA. Overall race leader, however, is still the bloke with the ponytail from Express Cycle Couriers. First casualty of the day was plucky Robert Miller, who was stopped before dawn by the police because his backlight wasn't working. And that could have been the end of the tour for Miller, but his Motorola support team reached him just in the nick of time with a new bulb. And here they come, and I can just make out the breakaway bunch there trying to avoid those two stray riderless bikes. There's Bunyo, easily recognisable on the rally chopper. Alongside him is Armstrong, using the stabilisers this year. Greg LeMond is up with them, but I know he's got some shopping to do before the end of this grueling mountain section, so there must be some doubt as to whether he can maintain this position. And Eric Breukelink, I hear, is still back at the start because he can't remember the numbers to his combination lock. What a disappointment for him. Back to the yacht. The studio.
Thanks, Howard. A couple of bits of news. Linford Christie clinched a new shoe sponsorship deal. In a three-way contest, bids from Nike and Adidas were beaten off by a £4 million deal from Flip Flops. The World's student games started quietly today as all the competitors were still in bed at lunchtime. Bowls. David Bryant wins his third rubber of the day. He's already collected the protractor, the ruler. The new triathlon was announced. Instead of swimming, running and cycling, the events will be origami, pinball and reading. And finally, tonight's big football result is coming in. That's 1-1, 1-1. So, bit of a surprise there. That's it.
Most driving instructors are humans, but I had a dog as my driving instructor. Sorry about all that howling back there. I'm just so excited about being in the car. Now, keep in the left lane. Left at the junction. Now, just press your nose right up against the gap at the top of the window. Like this, yeah. And, lovely. Okay. Labrador on the left. Just ignore him. Sorry. Okay, right. Now, when I put my paw on the dashboard, I want you to do an emergency stop, which will catch me totally by surprise and pitch me off the seat. Oof. Very good. Now, as we're stationary, let's get out and have a quick piss on the verge. Hot chip paper! Oh, lovely. Okay, back in the car, then go round and round in circles a few times on the seat. That's it. Sorry about the mud. Actually, I've just got an itchy... That's better. Okay, start the car again. Mirror, signal, manoeuvre. Oh, that makes a nice change not to be in the back behind the big metal grill. Okay, we're getting near home now, so... Quick, as soon as the car stops, get out! Quick, as soon as it stops, get out! Quick! Right. Okay, quick shake. Right, that's all for today. That'll be a handful of chalk drops and a pat on the head. Bit more. Keep it going, just make my back make tremble, yeah. That's good. Well, I think you're ready for your test. I would have passed too, but I failed on two things. I parked far too far from the curb, and I licked my bollocks too much.
Tonight on The Late Show, the Quick Fit Fitters. Who can forget their greatest track? But where could they go from there? We caught up with them promoting their first album, Quick Fit for Life, on their world tour in Japan.
Yeah, well, we've come a long way since doing that dance and leaping in the air. We like to feel we've left the whole garage thing behind.
When's the album out?
Should be Tuesday, love. Give us a ring in the morning to see it.
But what about the songs?
Well, we feel there's definitely a Wagner influence in the Quick Fit Fitters now. We've also been influenced by the Vitalite advert music, the song from the Theatre Uno ad, and, of course, the Shake and Vac woman.
And indeed, it is the Quick Fit Fitters duet with the Shaken Vac Woman that closes their set.
All right, Tokyo! Oh, you can't. No, you can't. Oh, you can't. No, you can't.
Can't do what?
You can get quicker.
Quicker than what?
You can get quicker than a... Oh. You.
Hey.
Boom shakalak.
My dad always thought I looked rubbish, especially when I wore my platform ankle boots and my three-button high waisters. Well, maybe I did look rubbish, but what did he think he looked like?
Here we see Kate Moss wearing a huge woolen cardigan with distinctive leather elbow patches and a pair of funny brown 100% polyester trousers with paint on. Next, it's Claudia Schiffer looking absurd in very dark blue jeans from Millets with white stitching and a magnificent crease down the front. These are set off by the profoundly wrong Marks and Spencer's trainers. Naomi Campbell's showing Dad's gardening wear, some absurdly hard-wearing trousers made for jungle warfare in the 1930s by Dunlop, accessorised with an enormous trowel and a tie with soup on. Finally, Linda Evangelista and Christy Turlington are showing a collection of Dad's holiday wear. Big khaki shorts from It Ain't Half Hot Mum, a cheesecloth shirt for warm evenings, a hat made from an oven glove, and ancient green flash tennis shoes with a toe sticking through. But oh no, she's wearing them with dark brown socks from the office. Next week, we'll be looking at a range of hopeless casual wear for people who've just been in the army.
Of course, he has changed a bit recently. Dad, what on earth are you wearing? It looks like a foot pump, chamois leathers, some lagging, and a flashing light on your head.
Yeah, it's me new Vivian Westwood.
Secrets of the Famous. Number 4.
Hello, my name is Patrick Moore, and my secret is a famous policeman owes me £5.
Hello.
Oh, hello. I'm looking for a nice piece to go in the dining room.
Right, sir. Now, how much are you looking to spend,
Oh, not more than a Bergerac, or at most a Campion. I'm doing it all on a bit of a shoestring.
That's all right, sir. We've got a nice Van der Valk here. You could have that at eye level.
Yeah, but... Oh, that's a lovely stripped Cagney.
Only comes as a pair with a lacy. like this well-finished Dempsey and Make piece.
That's a bit of a Poirot.
Yes. What about a marpled Columbo?
Nah, it looks too shabby. The Harry O's broken.
Yes, it got damaged by a touch of frost. What about this Banachek Starsky and Hutch?
Nah, 270s. It's the same period as that nasty polished Kojak. But is this a brand new Grushko?
Oh, no, no, no. It's a very solid, well-finished Morse made in Oxford. You get a nice little Lewis with it.
Outside, you've got an enormous McLeoded cannon. Is it Ironside? I couldn't see the price tag it. But it's certainly a cracker.
Oh, yes, that's reserved.
And there was a Lovejoy, actually. It looked in very good condition.
Ah, yes, not if you get up close, sir. Very leathery and warm. But how about this distressed Anna Lee? I've had almost no interest in it at all. Classical background and everything. I was hoping it would be very popular, but it's rather shit.
Yeah, it is awful, isn't it?
If you take the Hong Kong Fooied Scooby-Doo, I'll throw it in. Oh, no! It's the Rodgers from Sun Hill. Get out of here. This stuff's all nicked.
Some words in this show are used more than once. This is quite normal. Please do not call the police.
Hello and welcome back to the Skyver's New Age DIY. Each week we tackle those nagging jobs around the house by going into a trance and communing with the Earth's primal spirit. This week, repairing a length of plastic roof guttering. Mel and I are up here on the roof to fix the gutter, and I don't think the problem is physical. Because of its name, the gutter has low self-esteem.
So we want everybody to join with us in reaching out to the gutter in love and friendship, yeah? Making it realise that just because it's called a gutter, it's not like we think it's sort of scum or anything. So everybody's got to chant the word gutter, okay?
Gutter. Gutter.
Gutter. Oh, gutter of gutterishness. We love and respect your gutterosity. And just because you're a channel of filth, it doesn't mean that you can't feel good about yourself.
Well, the gutter still looks really leaky and unhappy, okay? So I will give it some special psychodrama status therapy. While Mel here does an especially supportive Gaia dance of the spirit near the gutter, I will actually improvise being the dirt and muck that goes inside it. So I'm going to squeeze in now and... both ankles, that's so disempowering.
This means we're going to have to tell everyone in all the flats in the building that the gutter's completely buggered, yeah, and they're going to have to pay 45 quid each to get it mended, and they're going to be really cross. Oh, painful spirit of gutterishness. Oh.
Following a bizarre hunch, we strapped a microphone to Michael Fish, the weatherman's stomach. This is what we got.
I'm in your stomach! I'm in your stomach, Michael! I'm Lord Lucan! They'll never find me here! And Shergar's here too!
Well, Michael, what do you make of that?
I'm rather surprised. They must have sneaked in here while I was asleep. I better get on the weather. Here's my stomach weather for the next 12 hours, issued by me, Michael Fish. The outlook is egg and chips for a bit later on, then lots of beer. Things will clear quite rapidly when I'm sick. Then 12 hours until some toast and muesli. Well, that's it. Good night. I'm off to hang around the shopping centre with John Ketley.
Robinson Crusoe and Swiss Family Robinson were both castaways. Firstly, why is Robinson in both the titles? Second, how many Swiss families can you think of called Robinson? Swiss Family Schrodel, maybe? Swiss Family Zermatt, I'll give you. But Swiss Family Robinson? I think not.
Monday, 4th of July. Beard now 14 foot long. Very useful as carpet. Man Friday's Caribbean evening, very good. Got shit-faced. Threw all the furniture I'd made into the sea. And was sick. Thursday, built pedalo. Charge Man Friday £3 an hour. He is very keen, but pedals for ages and gets nowhere. Afternoon, Man Friday discovers there are castaways on the other side of the island. But we avoid them as they are French.
Robinson Crusoe was cast away by Thompson at a cost of 14 florins, which included scurvy. Next week, John Carter will visit the Royston Bypass, and Judith Chalmers will be eaten by cannibals in Leipzig.
Ooh-ah, Cantona.
Nowadays, many busy young professionals just don't have the time to read a classic work of major literature. So here, for them, is the new microwavable novel. Here we have Proust's Remembrance of Things Past. You just remove the 1,700-page book from the sleeve, place it in a Perspex or earthenware dish, stick it in the microwave, and cook on full power for 3 minutes. It's almost ready. And out it comes, piping hot. A small bit of paper that says, "Oh, that reminds me." Convenience fiction at its loveliest. And here we have the world's first microwavable play. It's Agatha Christie's The Mousetrap. Just stick it in the microwave. And the steaming hot piece of paper comes out and it just says, "It's the inspector." There, saves you time and the price of a £25 West End theatre ticket. Also, the microwavable piece of music. Here's Vivaldi's Four Seasons. Lovely classical snack there. But the most revolutionary development is the microwavable holiday for people who can't afford 2 weeks away from work. As you can see, the family just goes into the microwave like this. We close the door. Start the timer. And out they come.
Daddy, I've got sunburn.
Christ, I'm exhausted.
I want a divorce.
All you wanted from a family holiday in just 90 seconds. Good night.
Hello, Timber.
Oh, are you all right?
Oh, I just can't seem to relax these days. Do your relaxation tapes work?
Yeah, I think so. Well, there's a wide choice. Take your pick.
What have you got all these for?
Well, it depends on how relaxed you want to be. You see, there's be completely relaxed or
be totally Mr. Relaxed Face, or be so relaxed you'll make someone really relaxed look not very relaxed at all.
Oh, they sound good.
Yeah, or you can have be relaxed but still have a few things on your mind.
Relax, relax, let all your worries float away, relax. You did turn the gas off, didn't you? Relax. Where are your car keys? Relax.
Yeah, that's not really what I had in mind.
All right, what about this one?
Relax. Relax. Feel the tension drain away. Relax.
I'm coming to get you.
Relax.
What's that tapping at the window?
Relax.
Oh, that's terrible. Where do you get these things?
All right, all right. You don't fancy that. Hey, what about how to relax with your dad?
What's all this rubbish about being tense? Don't tell your mother about it. You'll get an estate. Why don't you go and wash the car? That'll relax you. Then sort out the shed. Honestly, when I was your age, we didn't have time to be tense.
Tell you what, let's try my new one.
Relax with Mission Impossible.
Hi, tense person. Your mission today, should you choose to accept it, is to relax. Good luck. This tape will now self-destruct.
Hey.
Boom shakalak. It's Tim and Nick.
Thank you to our guest, Rodney Bewes. Rodney, I thought we were going to do the sketch with us all as Michael Portillo.
I was ready. What happened to you?
Whatever happened to me?
What became of the people we used to be? Tomorrow's almost over.
Today went by so fast.
It's the only thing to look forward to.
The past. Thanks, Rodney.
Thanks, Rodney.
The Skyverse was written and performed by Nick Golson and Tim DeYoung with Peter Bradshaw, Melanie Gebroich and special guest Rodney Bewes. It featured the voices of Brian Perkins, Alan Dedicote and Patrick Allen and original music composed by Jon Magnusson and Simon Brint. The producer was John Naismith.